You can come in if you want. I am shuffling tarot cards. And as you can see by the spread in front of you, the cloth, the crystals, the several decks of cards, I was just about to do a reading. Yes, I know you think it's hocus pocus. I know, but there's something soothing about it. I don't know. No, I know I'm a logical human being, and I know that I believe in science, and I believe in a lot of things that just kind of fly in the face of tarot, but at the same time, there's something comforting about something bigger in the universe than us, and energies around us, and I don't know, I can't explain it, but I've just been reading tarot a long time, you know that. We've been friends long enough to know that I do this. If it makes you uncomfortable, I can put it away. I mean, I haven't really started yet. I'm gonna shuffle this deck though, because I just got it and I love it, and I like shuffling them when they're new because they smell so good and they make this really crisp sound. Yeah, I know I could just shuffle playing cards, but it's not the same. Anyway, so what are you doing? You just hanging out? Oh, you're bored. So you decided to come hang out with me. All right. Well. Yeah, I'm down for whatever. I mean, it's not really much we can do right now, is there? How long does it... Why are you so interested in this? Depends on what kind of reading you do. You could do a... three-card reading, a one-card reading, a five-card reading. I've done as big as 10 or 12 cards. It just depends on what you're trying to ask and what level of insight you're trying to get. Usually when a card flips, I look at it because that's supposed to be a sign from the universe that it's trying to tell you something. But I haven't really asked a question yet. I haven't really focused my energy on anything yet, so... I don't really know what that one would be telling me. So, What? You're kidding, right? You want me to wait? Didn't you just tell me it's hocus pocus? Why would you want me to do a reading for you? Well, first of all, if you don't believe, your energy's all wrong and it won't work. And second of all, are you going to make fun of me for this? Is that what you're doing? So that you can laugh about this later? Because that seems like kind of a dick move. Really? I mean, I don't mind. I've done readings for other people before. I don't generally do them for other people, but I have for friends before. I mean, the cards are the cards, and they mean something different to everybody based on the symbols and the situations, but they all kind of have their same basic meanings. All right, sit down. This is the Muse Tarot, so it's more artistically bent than a typical tarot deck. So the typical tarot deck has your four suits of the minor arcana. Sorry, I'm trying to shovel and do this. So the four suits of the minor arcana. Hold on, I'm trying to shuffle cards and talk at the same time. It's not working. It's pentacles, wands, swords, and cups. But this one has done something a little different. And it's emotions, voices, materials, and what was the fourth one? Inspiration. So it's kind of changed them a little bit, and it's all artistic. How is it different? Well, other than the suits being different, the idea behind this one is you can sort of do two different things with it, I guess. You can ask a question and do what you would do with a typical tarot deck. You can read the images the way you would interpret them if it was the typical Rider-Waite tarot deck, which is kind of been taken as the standard, and it has your traditional four suits that I mentioned, and it has your standard interpretation. And you can use this one similarly. Or each card has like a poem or a story associated with it. So you can sort of look a little deeper into that and use those things to inspire creativity, to inspire the muse within or whatever it is. I know, it sounds hokey as shit, but the imagery is beautiful. That's one of my favorite things about the tarot cards is the artwork. And that's how I pick my decks, is the artwork has to speak to me. If it doesn't, then it's not the right deck. I know, I've always liked things that are aesthetically beautiful. It's part of the artist in me, I guess. Color, beautiful lines, symmetry, all that, but also something that just looks like it has a story to it, right? That's what these cards are. So are you good if I continue? Okay, so one of the other things about this deck is there's no kings in this one. They've become the muses. So usually it's kind of like a deck of cards. There's kings, queens, but we have knights and pages instead of jacks. But this deck doesn't have kings, it has muses. And that's because they are the embodiment of the energy of their element. So earth, air, fire, water. And they can sort of guide you through their lessons gracefully. So it's not this this patriarchal figure at the head of the suit. It's more of this guide through the suit and through the journey of it. Okay. So if you're waiting for me to pull a king of something because you think you're the king of the world, which you've said before, it won't happen. Okay. Are you sure you want to do this? Okay. I'm going to... Yeah, it has the... What? Yeah, I said minor arcana. There's also the major arcana. So that's things like the devil, death, the world, the tower, the hierophant. These are just different symbols of various meanings. Like death, for example, doesn't always mean death. It could be a new beginning. There's so many different symbols that are associated with that. It just depends on the context that you pull it in, what the question is that you've asked. So we'll see what happens. And yeah, those are in here. All right, one more really good shuffle. And we'll see what we pull. So we're going to do a three card spread, but I'm not going to ask the question, okay? You are. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to focus on a question. Don't say it out loud, just focus on it in your head. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just like that. Good. And I want you to focus on that question and think about it really hard. And think about what it means to you, how important it is to you. Make sure it's not a yes or no question, because tarot doesn't work well with yes or no questions unless it's a yes or no spread, which this one isn't. I'm not going to do one of those. I want you to think about something that is important that you want to know more detail about than just yes or no. So things like, what are the outcomes of situations? Or what does a specific situation look like? Things like that. Okay, focus on that. I'll do my part. So I ask the spirit guides and the angels to come to us and answer our question today. Three cards, please. Three cards to answer our question. I ask them to guide the cards. Angels and spirit guides, please. And I thank them for being with us. Oh, there's one. Oh, your first card is the Lovers. Thank you for the first card. Let's go with the second. So we need two more cards, please. Focus on that question, okay? Still got it? Good. All right, two more cards. Here we go. Angels and spirit guides, ask for two more cards, please, to give us some insight into our question today. Okay. Oh, there's a second one. The two of inspiration. Good. All right. Oh, and there's the third one. I didn't even have to ask for that one. The ace of emotions. Wow. That's a pretty powerful spread. All right. Let's see what this... Yeah, they tend to be pretty feminine images, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Let's take a look, okay? All right, your first card is the Lovers. So we can look at this in a couple of different ways. We can go past, present, future. We can go mind, body, spirit. Or we can just sort of look at it as three pieces of the same picture. And when I was shuffling, I was kind of thinking of it as three pieces of the same picture. So it's all going to tie together to answer the question, rather than go like past, present, future. Okay. All right. What do we have here? The Lovers. All right. So the Lovers, you see that? Such a beautiful card, isn't it? Look at the color on that. The Lovers is generally soulmates, attractions, partnerships, in this deck anyway. It's not always the case. See how they're sort of moving toward each other, but they've got this obstacle between them. And they are looking almost pensive. So they're sort of thinking about something. They're contemplating something. The Lovers card can mean a choice, so it almost looks like they are making a decision. Entanglement, things like that. So there's a flower between them is what's kind of getting in their way, and all she can smell on her side is the scent of that. It's drawing her in, it's pulling her in, that's all she can smell. And it's an invisible string. She doesn't know what's bringing her forward. What else? What am I seeing here? She doesn't know what's pulling her forward, but she's not afraid of it. There's no fear. And she can't see him yet. See? See how she's kind of blocked by what's going on here? By the flower? Her heart's jumping, she's excited. The Lovers generally, in this context anyway, means that there is some sort of a connection about to happen, some sort of a deeper meaning between two people, at least in this deck. And generally, it means there's a choice. You have to make the choice to love someone, okay? So that leads us to the next one. So the next one is the Two of Inspiration. See how it's kind of a plain card? There's not really much going on here, except there's an explorer right in the middle with the telescope sort of looking off into the distance, looking for that next journey. It's a new path. It represents stepping out of your comfort zone. Everything around this person is unknown. Everything is outside of the warmth of the fire surrounding them. And to move anywhere, to not be stuck, they have to embrace that. They have to embrace stepping outside of that comfort zone and being willing to go into that void, right? Do you see that? It generally means that there's something with a lot of potential. New adventure, some sort of desire that they're going to manifest. They have to make this happen. It's inevitable if they want to move forward. And they're manifesting it themselves. That's usually what this card means. It's an opportunity, I guess you could say. it's her heart. It's a female in the picture, obviously. It's her heart that is activating this. She's still in that comfort zone. See how she's still sitting in that circle of warmth, but she's ready to take that step. She's ready to go outside. She's looking around. She's thinking about the things that she could do outside. So there is a journey here. There's some sort of a step that's going to be taken, and it's going to be, what am I feeling here? It has to be embraced. It's going to change everything, but it has to be embraced wholly, or it's not going to work. It's going to fail. So there's something coming. I don't know what you asked, but this is quite the spread. All right, last card. The Ace of Emotions. Another one, another big one. All right. I love the emotions suit. There's a lot of water-themed ones in this one. You see how she's coming up out of the water? The prompt on this card is actually reading your heart waves. It represents new relationships, new feelings, compassion, creativity, emotional intelligence, going with the intuition of your heart. See how the seaweed is sort of fluid? It dances in the water. It sways with the currents. It's always sort of bubbling with the new feelings around it because the water's constantly moving. It's new perceptions. It's an awareness of the magical connection around her. Look at how the fish, the starfish, the water, look at just the pure joy on her face as she emerges up out of the water with all of these beautiful things around her. There's something coming for you, something new, some big relationship. It doesn't have to be romantic. It can be anything. But from the other cards, when we tie it all together, there's something that's going to push you out of your comfort zone, something that you've been thinking about for a while, I'm guessing. Just, are you okay? What's going on? You look a little bit shell-shocked. Are you okay? We can stop. You want me to finish? Okay, if you're sure. This card also represents the genesis of loving relationships, the acceptance of healing, of blending yourself with another, of taking the plunge toward love every time. It's going into the depth of that water, going into the beauty below and committing to it, knowing that you could have been hurt by that water before. There could have been something in the dark that you didn't see before, but you still have to be willing to take the plunge. Water's healing. Water is a very cleansing image. And it's saying that, yes, it's unknown, it's scary, it's new, but there's something whole in it. There's something clean, there's something healing, there's something beautiful waiting in it for you. There's some new connection for you on the way. That's what this means. Like I said, pretty powerful reading. You still look really not okay. I'm sorry. If you're not used to this, it can be a little overwhelming. I'm sorry, that's a really personal question. If you don't want to tell me, you don't have to. Did that resonate? I'm guessing it did by the look on your face. It did. Oh. You asked about somebody in your life? Was that the answer you wanted? good. Tarot can be scary sometimes at how accurate it can be. It can be out in left field too. I mean, I've had readings that were so far off the mark, I don't know why I even bothered, but it depends on the energy that you're putting out. It depends on how open you are to accepting it. What? Sorry, I sound crazy, I know. Are you... Does this change anything for you? Are you gonna take the plunge with somebody now? You are? Well, that's exciting. See? Tarot can be good. Are you gonna tell me, or are you gonna make me wait until you bring her to our next movie night or something? Oh. I'll find out, will I? Okay. Sure. I'm gonna put these cards away, and then we can do whatever you want, right? If that's okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Fine. It's just it's a little exhausting sometimes when the reading is that strong. It can be a little overwhelming for me too. Anyway, I'm glad you got something out of it. I like I said, I love this deck. Where are you going? You don't have to tell me. It's personal, it's private. That's why I didn't make you say it out loud. You asked about me. What did you ask? I should have been able to guess that from the cards and the response. You asked what would happen if you told me that you love me. Do you know now? I don't need cards to tell me what I want to say.